This is Davinston.
All right, we are back. You should stick around for during the breaks, and you'll hear Pip and Joe do completely stupid things. But I don't know. That's what you get. That's what you get on the Zoom show, the Davinston Facebook Live show, I guess. So you got that going for you. I don't know what they're doing. Just two brain damaged people who found each other later in life. So. All right, let's do some turbulent air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
A Texas mom says Southwest Airlines kicked her off a flight from Midland to Houston after her three-year-old autistic son refused to wear a mask. He is three and has autism and sensory processing disorder, so he wouldn't keep the mask on, Elisa Sadler of Houston told ABC affiliate KTRK. They're trying to talk to him, tell him, you have to wear it. It's not an option. And I'm trying to explain to him, you know, he doesn't understand what you're saying. The mom said her son doesn't like things touching his face. He was screaming. He was throwing a fit. He was screaming, no, 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 she told NBC Houston. I don't know why that makes me laugh. I don't know. Anyway. After the child refused to mask up, you pussy, the captain returned the plane to its gate and booted the woman, her son, and her one-year-old daughter. Well, it'd be much more of a story if they let the one-year-old daughter stay. Listen, you and your son, you gotta go, but the one-year-old, it's perfectly acceptable. We'll make sure she gets to Houston. She's in good hands.
She'll be fine.
Sadler told KTRK she wears a mask everywhere I go, but said there should be exemptions. You've got to have some kind of exemption, especially for people with disabilities and kids with disabilities. I mean, no three-year-old who is autistic and has sensory processing disorder is...
Not me. What?
Your eye is very fucking noisy.
I'm sorry, it's me.
No, we know. We know where the problem is. We would just like you to stop it. I'll turn this show right around and kick you off. I'll let Joe fly to Houston, but you don't get to fly to Houston. You're causing a problem.
Now let me fly out by myself, please.
No. You've ruined it. You don't even have autism. You're just a pain in the ass.
Keep
your eyeballs quiet, woman.
Ugh, God. Sorry.
I mean, no three—the things I have to still explain. I mean, no three-year-old who is autistic and the sensory processing disorder is going to put anything on their face. Southwest began requiring face coverings for all passengers at all times in late July. The airline does not allow for health-related exceptions, but children under two may fly sans mask. An airplane spokesperson told Fox News, the mask policies are communicated to flyers at multiple touch points throughout the journey. If a customer is unable to wear a face covering for any reason, Southwest regrets that we are unable to transport the individual. In those cases, we will issue a full refund and hope to welcome the customer on board in the future if public health guidance regarding face coverings changes. Sadler told NBC Houston a family member would drive her family from Midland to Houston 8.5 hours one way on Thursday. All right. So I got a little bit of a different take that some on have here. I don't know what you guys have, but I don't think there should be exemptions, but I do think there's workarounds. I think Southwest could have handled it better. I think the parent could have done a lot better, to be honest with things. But I embrace the policy. No exemptions. COVID-19 don't know your issues.
Right. When I think, and there's several different things here, where they have the policy. When did the parents know about the policy? Did they know before they got to the airport? Did they know as they were getting to the airport?
Well, my wife just booked a flight, not with Southwest. She just booked a couple flights because she's going to Florida next week to take care of her mom. And she was contacted by the airline, like, immediately, email. These are our policies. This is what you need to know. So I'm thinking Southwest is no different than that. And it's certainly something that if you know there might be an issue, you should be proactive about and check their website or call them up and find out what the deal is before you get to the gate and make a fucking scene.
Right, because you have a special needs child. Now, when the child was on the flight, the other point to this is this, that Southwest is turning around going, all right, look, if you're a two-year-old kid, you don't have to wear a mask. The kid is three, has special needs, and might have the capacity of a two-year-old. They might have said, all right, in this case, he doesn't have to wear the mask. But with that being said, how much of a scene on the plane was it at that point before the pilot said, look, we got to get off the ground here. You know what? I'm sorry, you have to get off the plane. You know, like at that moment, you know, how long did this go on before you've got a plane full of passengers that got to get to a destination? This is getting to be a thing. You know what? I'm the captain of the ship. I have to make a decision. I'm sorry, you'll have to get off the plane.
Pip, anything?
Yeah, no.
Are you going to let your eye do the talking?
I'm weeping openly. No, they're just irritated, I guess.
We all are.
I feel real sympathy for the mom having an autistic child that, you know, is just, it's not like a disobedient child. It's, or parents that just are being like, but my special snowflake doesn't have to. This is a child that just can't, because of the issues behind, you know, their disability. I think, though, that the parent was wrong in not dealing with this fact until they got there. I haven't been booking airlines, but, I mean, every time I bring up websites, I see, you know, there's a COVID-19 warning. Like, it's everywhere. You can't not be aware of this in this day and age. There are things that you have to be careful of, and she has a special needs child, so she always has to be aware of those sort of things and check out if there's going to be a degree of difficulty in getting him someplace. I mean, I don't think that it's great that, you know, the poor woman has to take these two very young children in a car for 8.5 hours, but that's their issue.
But can you imagine
everyone on the plane?
Can you imagine if, God forbid, people got sick, somebody died because they made an exemption? People don't want to fly now. If that got out, fold up the airline industry, fold up the travel industry, all the businesses that rely on all this stuff. Southwest is absolutely right. Absolutely right. This woman's absolutely wrong. That being said, as usual, I am a problem solver. There are things that could have been done so that perhaps the child could have flown on this flight. First of all, as we said, you got to find this shit out before you get to the airport. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Hashing this out on the plane is too fucking late. Bad parenting right there. Bad parenting. That being said, if it was me and I was in that situation, I would ask, well, is a shield okay? Because if it's just the face, theoretically the shield goes around the head. Maybe a shield is acceptable.
When were you going to, and I'm not being facetious, when were you going to ask the question?
Before I booked the flight. When I looked at their policies for COVID-19, because I'm a fucking adult. I know how to do shit. That's why, before I booked the flight. But that being said, the airlines right now, they're letting you cancel anyway. So I could have booked the flight and then called. And even before COVID-19, you had 24 hours after you booked it where they wouldn't charge you anything. Plenty of opportunities to do the research that as the parent of a special needs child, I can make this as good and safe for my child, for myself, and for the airline. Okay.
What you probably figured was, you know what? I'm not riding 8 hours to where I got to go. We're taking the plane. I'll just explain to them on the plane that he's got a special, you know, he's got special needs and he can't wear a mask.
But here's the thing.
Probably was a scene, and you know what? Maybe they could have made a concern. But by that point, he turned the plane around and brought it back to the terminal.
Special needs.
You know, I'm sorry. You got to go.
Special needs does not mean you're special. You know, in some cases, rules are rules. Now, you're going to go to me, and then I'll give you my workarounds. You know, a good argument is be like, listen, you can't discriminate against people with disabilities. Very true. But here's the thing. Paralysis is not contagious. Blindness is not contagious. These are disabilities that you can't discriminate against. We're talking about an infectious disease. So if we allow this, we are endangering other people. If you got, like, listen, Jesus was surrounded by lepers. He didn't say, hey, why don't you go fly Delta? No. Jesus knew you couldn't have lepers gallivanting all over the Middle East. Even Jesus knew. He healed one to prove a point, but he don't got the time to heal the whole fucking flock.
Yeah. You know, and kids right off the bat at 3 years old are sneezing, they're touching shit, you know.
Yeah.
So you do have to, you know, you do have to have a little common courtesy with that. I just didn't think she wanted to, you know, figure that they would let it go. But, you know, the pilot makes that call, man.
The CEO made the call. I saw the CEO interviewed. He stood by. He's like, this is our policy. The pilot's just doing his job. He's just following the boss. This is their policy. There's no leeway there. But I do have workarounds. So like I said, the shield, possible workaround if it's just the face. For some people, it is. They feel suffocated. The shield might be better. Maybe the airline will allow it, especially because he's 3 and he's got special needs. Another thing you could have done, and plenty of people do this, whether they have special needs or not. You take a sedative before you fly. Her mom gives the son, like, you know, something, a prescription from her doctor, a little NyQuil, a little shot of schnapps. If he's sleeping on the flight, you know, under sedative, theoretically you could put the mask on him. That's another possibility you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Southwest could do under circumstances is say, hey, if you come with documentation that you've been tested with the past 3 days and you're negative in special circumstances, we'll let you fly. That was another thing that could have been done. Even better yet, since it appears our government has these, because at the White House they're getting them all the time, these rapid result testing, maybe what the government needs to do is to give some of these airlines some so they have at the gate for these special situations. Go, all right, here's what we need to do. We need to take a test. It takes 15, 20 minutes. Let's see if he's got it or not. If he doesn't have it, fine, we'll make this exception. If not, obviously he can't fly. There are ways that this problem could have been solved. I don't put the fault on Southwest, but going forward, I hope they're listening to the show. And put me on the payroll.
You want to know something? Almost every example you gave was kind of like with the parents being proactive.
Yeah.
You know?
You know why? Because I'm a good fucking parent. That's why. This guy's got shit together. No, I mean, seriously, though. If you honestly have a special needs child, then you know you have to go the extra mile. So many things and so many...
Because everything you're doing, there's steps and there's procedures and stuff like that.
Why would this be any different? She got a little cocky. A little cocky. Didn't pay off.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like she was...
Stand-up comic?
No, but you know what? But you try to work with the airline or you try to do the work you have to do. Or you know what? Not everybody gets to fly. It's not a constitutional right. It's a privilege. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if this was like somebody who is blind or paralysis, I get it. You can't contagious. They're not contagious. You got to try to figure out how you can work around and get these people on board. We're talking about a contagious disease here. People are going to be freaking out. There's too much risk for the airline. Like I said, God forbid one person gets this disease, or God forbid worse, somebody dies. Nobody's going to fucking fly. The airlines are like in dire straits right now. It's starting to pick up a little bit, but the airlines are in dire straits right now as it is. You can't take this chance. I blame the woman, the mother, 100%. That being said, I came up with good workarounds, but I think we all agree she should have done better.
Once again, every workaround you had was with the parents being proactive before the flight, even before they even got to the airport.
But you know what? Even if you don't have a special needs child, as a parent, you have to be proactive. That's the fucking gig. You need to figure out, you know, when you're driving 8 hours, you need to figure out, all right, what is all the shit I am going to bring to make my 8-year-old deal with this? When you're traveling with a pet, what am I going to do to make my pet deal with it? When you are a caregiver, and parents are caregivers, that is the gig. That is your job. Your job is to give care. You need to figure out how to make this as good as possible for your son. This is her fault. She's a bad parent. She's crying like she was victimized. No, you fucked up, lady.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Send letters.
You got it. You got a toddler, you you got to have some goldfish and juice boxes with you. You just plan.
All right. L.A., they do not want you to party all the time. We will, they are cut.
Jessica, good morning. That's right. Local officials, they are certainly getting very serious about this. And they say it really is all based on science, based on numbers that they have seen spike in the last few months. Now, specifically, this goes out to young adults. In the last 2 months, numbers have tripled here in L.A. County. And they say it's all due to these large parties.
I'm authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large gatherings. These large parties are unsafe and can cost Angelenos their lives.
Mayor Garcetti made the announcement yesterday. This goes out to all residents and businesses who are repeat offenders, especially homes that are rented out specifically for these big events. This week, the city council also discussed higher fines for offenders, the risk of losing CUP licenses, and other permits. The mayor said this enforcement is not focused on small gatherings in people's homes, but large events like this one, this mansion party in Beverly Crest Monday night. It sparked a lot of attention, nearly 100 people, perhaps more at this party, and no social distancing. It unfortunately also ended deadly for one partygoer when someone at the event started shooting. There was also a mask-optional private party at a Hollywood bar last week, reportedly involving dozens of law enforcement personnel. As a result, on Tuesday, the county issued a legally binding order banning large gatherings. It's unclear, however, if the LAPD will be allowed at some point to actually break these events up. Violating this health order is now considered a crime punishable by fine, imprisonment, or both.
Gatherings of people from different households are such a bad idea at this point in time, particularly when this is happening just as many have expanded the number of their contacts with others because they are back at work or they are going out shopping and they're eating out. Gatherings are simply not allowed at this point.
There was also this large wedding party hosted by a local Jewish group. The event had family members from New York State and other areas. Several hundred people were present, complete with catering service and valet parking. LAPD showed up several times asking to shut it down due to numerous noise complaints made by neighbors, but could not enforce the health order. The event coordinator said, however, guests did have their temperatures checked at the door and they were given gloves and masks. Now back out here live, this new ordinance made official yesterday by Mayor Eric Garcetti, well, it goes into effect starting tomorrow. I'm Lena Bovin reporting live in Hollywood. I'll send it back to you guys in the studio.
The mayor said this enforcement is not focused on small gatherings in people's homes, but on the people determined to break the rules, posing significant public dangers and a threat to all of us. While we have already closed all nightclubs and bars, these large house parties have essentially become nightclubs in the hills, Garcetti said. Many times the homes are vacant or used for short-term rentals, and beyond the noise, the traffic, and nuisance, these large parties are unsafe and can cost Angelenos their lives. By turning off that power, shutting down the water, we feel we can close these places down, which usually are not one-time offenders, but multiple offenders. Ferrer said the responsibility ultimately lies on the host of the party, but residents need to come into compliance with the health officer orders. We cannot just rely on enforcement. I like the tactic of cutting off the utilities. I like that. I do not like the tactic of cutting the water, because if, God forbid, there's a fire, you got a real problem. But I'm all for cutting off the utilities. Party's over. Time to go home.
That's one way to send people out.
No, you're sending a message.
You don't have to cut the water, but if you cut the power, that's the end of the party. They've been having a lot of these in Jersey too. What it is, and if you notice from it, a lot of these, it's a lot of urban dance party things that they have where they'll rent they'll post something on social media and say, "Hey, there's a big party. There's a bus leaving in town at 5:30. Come on out," and stuff like that. And that's why you're looking at these mansions. They had the one, I think in Colts Neck or something like that, probably about 3 weeks ago. You're like, 300 people? Where the hell did those 300 people come from? Well, they're busting them in.
No, it was 700 people. If we're talking about the same one, it was 700 people.
Might have been 700 people. But, you know, and it's all these urban party organizers that bring them in, you know? So if you cut the power, there's no party.
And this is just another example of a common theme that I say on the show. People are stupid. It's like, do you think you're special because you got a shitload of money that you could just party and there's not going to be an issue? They're just fucking stupid. I can't. But you want? Here's how depressing shit is. I saw this on the news. So in Wuhan, where this all started, where the whole virus started, they were now at a water park. They had a huge concert. People are in the pools. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's social distancing because they haven't had a case in fucking months. So they haven't had a case since May. That's in Wuhan where this shit started. Now, I'm not saying that's the wisest thing to do, but it just shows you what could be done if you do the work. Now, their lockdown was much stricter than ours. We really kind of had a half-ass lockdown.
They were welding doors shut.
Well, that's a little much. they put a moat around apartment complexes.
No, not in China. We will doors shut. You know, go. You know, they weren't fucking around.
I was unaware of the welding the doors shut. That seems a little aggressive, but
a little.
But it's just interesting that where it all started, the Chinese people, as Joe said, they had their doors welded shut. And here, where we're probably the worst country in the world for it at this point. We don't give a fuck. Yeah. We don't give a what? We don't have to go to the bar. We could do it at your mansion. Yeah, let's fucking do that. What could possibly go wrong? We're just stupid. That's what's so infuriating about it. And you're hearing the Democrats say it, and they're right. It didn't have to be this way. And I've been saying it for months. It doesn't have to be this way. And it's gotten so good in the Northeast, Pip can dine at a Chinese trough now and feel no fear.
That was Pennsylvania.
Well, that's the Northeast. Joe can go gallivanting and skipping from store to store looking for placemats because we've done the work. You can skip along with Joe. You just have to do the work.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that is true in the areas where we did do the work that it has gone down. But now what we're seeing, at least in my county, in suburban New York, people are having house parties, and that's where the spread is, where we're having little, you know, flame-ups again, is because people are getting together in big groups. And these groups that are coming and, you know, being like, I just heard about one that I think it was 400 in Alpine, New Jersey, that, you know, they rented one of the mansions, and they were busing people in from the Bronx.
That
and it's
was,
like,
that
you...
That was the story. Yeah, that was...
You can't do that! What do you... thinking. And not only that, but I mean, now I'm going to be suburban douche. I'm, you know, quietly sitting in my house eating dinner, and there is a fucking rave going on next door. People that don't even live here are hooting and hollering and going on until 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to lose my mind.
Well,
that's not supposed to happen.
Well, in Alpine, I believe the houses are spaced far enough apart.
Parties. Where they've been, everybody's been yelling Black Lives Matter, where all these parties are African-Americans. Do you think they're so concerned that their lives matter, so they're getting together 700 at a clip, not wearing masks?
Yeah, I haven't seen that video footage. I've seen plenty of white people partying,
Take
Joe.
Take a look at it.
What?
Yeah.
Take a look at it.
The one in L.A., there was plenty of white people.
There were plenty of Africans, believe me. There were enough Africans.
I don't think being stupid has anything to do with race.
But when you're saying that Black Lives Matter, and then you get, you know, it's pretty much a house party where a majority is African American. Do their lives matter? Do they really think their lives matter?
Well, it's fun.
These are stupid people. They're not worried about COVID killing them. They're worried about the cops killing them.
Listen. The other side likes to say all lives matter until it's time to give health care. Then it's like no fucking lives matter. So stop.
Yeah.
Stop. There's plenty of stupidity.
No, I'm just telling you what you see on the news.
Well, I didn't see that. I saw plenty of white people, too. I don't really think this
take a look at it again.
Well, I saw the footage. I don't think it's a race thing. And in Alpine, I'm almost positive it wasn't all black people.
No, they were bused in from the Bronx.
All right, so they're Latinos.
Yeah, it's like, well, whoever they bused in, they didn't belong to be there because it's not their house, and they shouldn't be there in the hundreds congregating. It's stupid during a pandemic. I mean, whoever they are, whatever race they are, they're all stupid. And to me, because even though there are mansions up there, I used to live right down the hill from Alpine, and those houses are really close together. You know, it's like you're still packed in, and no, there's no, you should not have people congregating with diseases so close to each other. Not yet. We're not ready for that stuff. Stupid.
All right, let's do some comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Two comedy clubs in San Diego are now closed, leaving owners and employees frustrated. Management at the Comedy Store in La Jolla tells News 8 police came through last night and shut down their business just as it was about to begin an outdoor show. They've been operating outdoors since early July. News 8's Kelly Hesedal has the latest.
Well, American Comedy Company was ordered to shut down yesterday. You can see it right here on the sign. It was the same story at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. They were shut down about 30 minutes before a show was about to begin.
We had to shut down and we had to go home.
Mike Vinn is the assistant manager of the Comedy Store in La Jolla. He says last night as customers were about to arrive, police came and told them they had to close.
The manager on duty had to sit there and wait until everybody got there so they could, you know, tell them that, sorry, we got shut down, here's your money back.
He says officers would only tell staff this.
Live entertainment. It says that you can't have live entertainment, so you have to shut down.
Which is confusing, he says, since the club has been operating outdoors since early July with no problems.
We did everything right. Everything was socially distanced and sanitized, every precaution under the sun. I was upset. I mean, all the work that we put into doing it, you know, measuring stuff, all the, like, how we can actually make this work and make this happen. Like, is it feasible for us to do it? And then we did it, and it worked, and just have it taken away from us.
American Comedy Company downtown was also ordered to close, too. They posted this on Instagram. An employee tells News 8 they were also told no live performance is allowed. According to the state's website, the guidance for reopening restaurants, quote, is not intended for concert, performance, or entertainment venues. Restaurants, bars, and wineries must discontinue this type of entertainment until these types of activities are allowed to resume modified or full operation.
They're not paying attention to what people are doing to be safe. That's the worst part of it. They're not paying attention. They're just blanket closing things and lumping everything together. We can't just go broke. You know, we have to be able to work.
And Vin says it's possible that the Comedy Store may take legal action. Now, I did reach out to SGPD as well as the city and the county for an...
All right, that's also happening in New York City, too. They are also shutting down outside shows in New York City, though. I don't know where you're going to have an outside show in New York City. It doesn't make sense. If they're following all the social distancing protocols and everybody's spaced out, why can't... I mean, unless they're proving that laugh, that, like, spit from laughs can travel further than anything else, I don't understand. Now, if you tell me, well, they're not following the protocol, all right, that's fine, but... As long as they're doing everything that they can, people need to laugh right now. I'm not just saying that because I'm a comic. I mean, it just doesn't make sense why they would why comedy is you can't have comedy shows outside.
No, yeah. It's cruel.
it really sucks what they're doing. They're saying, well, any live entertainment, whatever, but if they're taking the steps, I'll give an example. I went to, Dice was at Governor's this weekend, so I stopped by to, you know, to see the show. And they're doing it in the side room outside, and obviously, I guess they can't do it inside because it's Dice. Dice is capacity in that room when he comes to town, and they're doing the social distancing in the side alley. It was 50 people there. They had everybody had masks on. They had a protocol, you know, and they're abiding by everything, and they were able to do the show. If they're doing this out in L.A., if people are wearing masks and stuff, and they're doing the social distancing, doing a max capacity of 50 or whatever, if they say, well, you can't do live entertainment, you really need to rethink that, because you're looking at a situation now where you're killing people's livelihoods. You're putting people out of business. Now, Davin will turn around, well, you need to do the work. Well, they are. They are.
Well, actually, in San Diego, California, they did the work, and now they've been getting their asses kicked for the past month or so.
But I'm saying doing the work by going by the protocol.
Right. Well, but in New York, in New York, we did the work, and we have it like the infection rates like around 1%. I don't understand that. Now is the overreach. Now, will people are going to go fuck it all? We can't do anything, and I don't know if it's liberals in charge, but usually liberals get blamed for this type of overreach. So if it's liberals, yeah, shame on the fucking liberals. I don't know who I get in New York City. It's de Blasio. He's a liberal. I don't know who the mayor is of San Diego. But I mean, listen. These people got to work. What do you want them to do? I would have the inspector. First of all, I wouldn't have any of these tents. I don't like these outside shows in tents. I don't like that at all. Because what's the difference if you put a cloth roof instead of a regular roof? I don't like that at all. But if you're gonna have open space, I would be like, listen, you're gonna do it. We're gonna pop in from time to time. I'm telling you right now. If you're not following the guidelines, we're going to shut you down, and there's going to be massive fines. You know that going in. But if you can do it, have at it. Have the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, even with what's going on here in New York, I mean, restaurants are getting by at 50, half capacity, just getting by. But what's going to happen? We got another month and a half of warm weather left. You know, it goes through September, as we started to get in October, Now what, it's killing livelihoods. So we have to make a decision based on how the curve is flattening, what we're going to do.
Here's the thing. You keep on saying, in New York, you keep saying flatten the curve. We have flattened the curve in New York. That's why they're opening up things. That's why the gym owners were so upset, because they haven't been able to open New York. They're going to finally be able to open with a whole bunch of procedures on the 24th. You go, yeah, why is New York being the hard ass on it? Because we know the rest of the country's not. And we know people travel through. That's the issue. That's where, once again, I've been saying, if you had a national plan and we all went through those 6 to 8 weeks of hell that we did, we'd be living such a better life right now. Things would be, we'd actually be having a close to normal summer if everybody would have just sucked it up and done the work. And, and when people fly in to the country, even if we were even taking international flights, but when people fly in, you have the testing right there, the instant testing. You don't come into this country until you pass this COVID-19 test, like they do in other countries, in other airports. I'm sorry, you gotta go quarantine. We'll pay for your hotel for 2 weeks, but we can't have you out and about.
Picking the tab up for that?
You'd make more money in this, because think of all the businesses that are shut down that aren't paying taxes right now because they got no sales tax. If you did shit right, these businesses would be open. You'd get all that money from sales tax. So the 100 people that come in infected, you quarantine. The city's already quarantining people. When you come to New York, if you come from one of the states that have a high infection rate, in some cases, the city's picking up the tab. They'll pay for the hotel if you can't afford it. It's better than getting it costs much less money to do that than to do what we're doing right now.
Yeah. I looked at the videotape of the comedy club, one of the comedy clubs in question, and people were socially distanced.
Looked
they were
fine.
At their tables. What's that?
I said it looked fine. They were far apart. It was open air. It looked
yeah.
fine. And you know me, I'm not going to the Chinese trough. I'm not really putting myself in danger right now. I mean, I'm skeptical of a lot of this shit. I saw the same thing either. I'm like, why the fuck are they shutting this down?
Yeah, I mean, like, I made a rare exception and went out, to someplace that was, in a place that wasn't a hotspot, but it's like to a place that I certainly would not go to in New York yet. But I looked at the comedy club, and they were far apart, and it was like, maybe a couple sitting at a little round table, but far away from everybody else. Presumably, these people were already quarantining together, so there weren't like in a bar, you're meeting and greeting with strangers. This is, you bought your tickets together, and you're sitting together, but you're far away from everybody else. It looked fine, and if that's the way people are eating out on, tables on the sidewalks, I see that a lot around here now. They were further away than the tables on the sidewalks. What's the difference?
Just a bit.
It just didn't seem fair.
It's just a bad. It's a bad job. You have to be more nuanced than this. It's just a bad job, and it's not because comedy's my industry. It's just because if people are actually doing everything they can to make it safe, people need to blow off steam. Thank God sports is back. Thank goodness for that. But again, you look at South Korea. They have a population of 51 million people. They had, last I checked, which was like a week or two ago, 500 total deaths. So now there's, and South Korea opened up their baseball and they said, we get one positive COVID-19 test. One positive COVID-19 test, season's canceled. They haven't had any. They're starting to let fans back in. Not to capacity, not even close, like around 25% spaced out. But these human beings, because they did the work. It's just so infuriating. You have to recognize when the comedy clubs do the work, you have to reward that and show that as a good example. Go, listen, we could start bringing shit up, if you bringing things back if you do it properly. If you just start closing everybody down, people are going to turn on this shit, and they're going to fuck it all. I don't care. They're going to go to Sturgis.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did in New York, because, they were doing shows at McGuire's. This Governor's had three clubs, McGuire's, the Brokerage, and the main club, Governor's. And they were doing it there. I don't know if the said that you can only do outside now there. I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I've seen. I think it's outside. I don't, you know, it's weird, though. It's weird because it's not every place. It's not a New York State thing, because there's outside shows going on in Staten Island, you know, which is considered part of New York City. There's shows going on all over the place. There's concerts going on here, socially distanced. It sounds like, I don't even know if it's a de Blasio thing, because he's the mayor of all the five boroughs. I don't even know who's shutting this shit down. I wish I could give you an answer in New York, but I know shows have got shut down in New York, but it's inconsistent. Listen, we all agree, if you do the work and people are displaying they can be safe, people need to have fun. Let people stay in business. This is good for commerce. This is good for morale. As Joe said, you're not going to be able to do it much longer. You know, the weather's going to turn. So let you know, and we need this recharge. Because I'm telling you, it's coming back, a second wave, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be locked down. I've said my daughter's going back to school. She's doing the hybrid. She's going every other day. That's the way we're doing it. Me and my wife both think by Thanksgiving it's shut down.
A lot of schools are doing that. I was at the pool on Saturday, and a couple of folks were there.
Was that research for your placemats?
Say what?
Was that research for the placemats? You wanted to see how the water would look and everything.
But what they're doing. Is they decided 70% in the Longwood School District where I live, 70% of the kids they're gonna have come back to school. 30% want to stay home. So what they're doing is 35% will go on certain days, the other 35% will go on other days,
yep.
And then the other 30% are going to be from home. So, and you know, like you were even saying on Saturday, we'll see what happens. You know,
it's really a crapshoot. My best friend, you know, he's homeschooling the kids. You know, they have an online curriculum. It's different than what it was last year when everything was thrown together because nobody knew. There are actually now like online schools that are going to be teaching the courses, so it's not going to be the teachers from the school. So my best friend's doing that now. It's a brave new world. You're seeing a lot of these colleges opening up, getting shut right back down. You're seeing it in these states with like Georgia. You know, they were so hot to trot to open up, shut right back down, because those states didn't do the work. New York is going to be really interesting because we have a low infection rate right now.
Well, you know, it looks like you say, you know, do the work and make it so like it's a school assignment. You know, you're trying to judge what's going on in the rest of the country while asking people to essentially go broke and not work. You know, and you're dealing with a human element here, where there's a lot of factors that go into play.
Actually, no. My method was more of the Asian and European thing, which has proven to be correct. Shut all the shit down. The government floats you for the 6 weeks where we shut everything down. That's what they did. I think they gave like 90%. They gave like the businesses to pay their people like 90%. We can all do fine if we get cut back 10%. We can all figure it out. You shut the shit down, have a real fucking lockdown. I don't know about welding the door shut. That's a little dangerous. But you have like a real fucking lockdown, and then you really flatten the curve. So you can live your life. Then the businesses can open up again. And you know, you still have to take precautions, but you could do it. But we've done this drip, half-ass bullshit, and we're the embarrassment. Every day, 1,000 Americans are dying in this country. Every day, we are. Listen, I don't want to get into it all again. I know what the solution is. I'm not a genius. I just can see what other countries have done. I'm not any more special than anybody else.
I just quickly. recently looked up South Korea, and they had 15,761 confirmed cases and 306 deaths.
And their population is 51 million.
That's an extraordinary amount of doing the work, you know, and we haven't done it.
Because they tested like a motherfucker. They tested like nobody's business. Now, I get it. It's an Asian culture. They're used to wearing masks more. I get it. But that's when you go, suck it up. I don't want to do this, but we're doing it for the good of the country. But we can't do that because our country's defective. We got real issues. It's really sad. I don't want to say it every week, but again, this has been the challenge of our lifetimes, of our generations, and of our generation, and we've come up wanting. I hope we turn it around. I have gone on record that and I said if Joe Biden wins, I expect shit to start opening up for real in March. Not because it's a liberal thing. That's what's going to happen. Oh, sure, a liberal gets in. That's why. I'm expecting him to do what Joe has been advocating the past couple of weeks, a national mask mandate, these protocols. We're going to do that shit for 6 to 8 weeks. And no president wants to come into office and tell the whole country, which you've just taken over, that you have to do this shit that they don't want to do. Nobody wants it. It's not good politically. But if I'm correct, and we actually did this shit and enforce it, by the spring of 2021, we could actually have a life closer resembling what we'd like. Plus, you'll have the vaccines, hopefully, God willing. Although I am concerned about something, maybe we'll get Joe's quick take on this. The MyPillow guy, is pushing a treatment, and Donald Trump is listening seriously to the MyPillow guy. Meanwhile, there's been like no testing of this. The MyPillow guy was. Had his balls in a vice by Aaron and Cooper. He's like, well, you've seen the test. Who got tested? What did that? And he had no fucking answer from the MyPillow guy. Listen, I am all for therapeutics, but can the three of us...
What's the treatment?
It's something with oleander, which is like a poisonous flower. It's a toxic flower. So can we all agree...
It's really toxic. It's very poisonous.
Can we all agree the MyPillow guy should not be the nation's go-to for treating COVID-19? Can we all agree? Can we all agree there might be somebody slightly more qualified than the MyPillow guy?
No, the MyPillow guy is one of the greatest scientific minds of our generation.
I just saw Idiocracy. We're worse than that. And I just watched it again. I was like, what are we doing? The MyPillow guy? And let's be honest, not for nothing, I have a MyPillow. This is before I knew his politics. Honestly, if I knew his politics, I probably wouldn't have a MyPillow. I was looking for a better quality pillow. I got to be honest with you, I'm not very fucking impressed. And again, I made this decision before I knew about his politics and everything. MyPillow, overrated. So I'm not really impressed with his pillows, and I definitely don't want his therapeutics. How you like me now? I feel the MyPillow gets a little too warm. How do you like that? It doesn't have any cooling factors. And the MyPillow, I like to fold my pillow. Sometimes I like to fold my pillow. You cannot fold the MyPillow. It doesn't fucking stay.
You're an infidel. You're not supposed to fold your pillow.
Listen, I don't fold my pizza. I will fold my pillow.
Oh, wait, no, you got that wrong. You're supposed to fold your pizza.
No, we've been through this before. Pizza is meant to be eaten flat, and so if you happen to burn the roof of your mouth, that's the price of doing business.
Whoa. Slow down. Stop. You got to fold the pizza, okay?
Thank you.
Especially when it's hot, because if that juice, that hot pizza juice, it's scalding.
Yes, because I'm a man, Joe.
And then it's safe to eat.
No, I'm a man, and you're a communist Putin lover. That's what you are. Putin folds his pizza.
You're also somebody that's probably got sores on his mouth because you fucking folded it. You gotta fold the pizza.
I can't talk.
You have to fold it. Let it drip.
Fold your pizza.
Cut the bite.
Yeah.
And then when it cools down, when it's cool, you know, when it's cool, you don't fold it. You eat it like a shark. But when it's hot, you have to fold the goddamn thing because it's gonna burn you. Let it drip nice. And then you take your bite at the end.
Let me guess. You're one of these pussies who blots your pizza, too. Are you a blotter?
No. You don't blot it. You fold it, and you let it drip off the end.
All right.
Off the plate.
Can we all agree that...
You get the cheese and shit all over the blotting thing. You fold it. You let it drip onto the plate. You eat it nice, and wait for it to cool as you go.
No.
What's the matter with you?
No. No.
I'm just trying to...
If it was supposed to be folded, it would be a fucking taco pizza. It's not a taco pizza. Tacos are folded.
Let me tell you something. Next time we go out to dinner or lunch or something like
2023?
And it's hot, yeah.
Yes.
We're getting a hot pie. I want the hot pie to come out, and then it's going to be all molten and stuff, and then I'm going to sit there and watch you eat it without folding it. And when you burn your mouth to a crisp, and you're doing your rack through a straw that night because you can't talk, there you go.
No, I blow on the pizza.
No. No, because even if you blow on it, you still got all that molten cheese and sauce and shit. You got to fold it to hold that in there until it congeals.
No, you know what I'm going to tell? You know what I'm going to tell you guys? I hear there's a great COVID-19 therapeutic treatment out there. I suggest you two take it. I have a little pal. He sells my pillows. I suggest the two of you take this therapeutic. I think you would like it very much. All right. But we'll move on. All right. Oh, fucking My Pillow guy. Really? The My Pillow guy. I can't believe
Everybody's got an opinion. What are you going to do?
He can have it. I just don't want him in the president's fucking ear. You listen. If the president has quiet, if the president keeps on waking up with a crick in his neck, call the My Pillow guy. The My Pillow guy could solve those problems. Go, you know, I have a little crick in my neck. I told us in my turn. I don't know what to do. My pillow's uncomfortable. Yeah, call the My Pillow guy. The My Pillow guy has answers for that. He's your go-to guy. If you're talking about a pandemic, I'm not going to the My Pillow guy unless I need something that's going to be that's going to keep its form on the inside of me.
Yeah. Well, how do you know the president didn't have a crick in his neck and he did call the My Pillow guy while he was on the phone, and My Pillow guy said, "Hey, not for nothing, you know."
Yes.
But here's this poisonous plant that will solve all your problems. I think he's switching to being a Democrat at that point.
Listen, I know you floated the disinfectant and the light bulb thing. I don't know what their problem was, but trust it from me. If you can't trust me and the My Pillow guy, who can you trust? Let's do this white oleander. No, I know they made a movie about how poisonous this shit is, but trust me, this'll be good for you. I'm just gonna make up a fucking study, and I'm gonna be ballsy enough to go on TV and think nobody's gonna call me on my shit. Oh, you're going on Hannity? Nah, I'm gonna go on Anderson Cooper. Even Trump would go, "What are you doing? Go on Hannity. Yeah. Go on Tucker. I know how to work with those people. What are you doing?"
Hannity would take 3 fucking bottles.
He'd do it on the air. Then they'll pump his stomach in between commercial breaks, but they'll fucking sell for you. That Hannity's a Team Trump player. He knows how to do shit.
I can't see the logic of him. You know, I'm going to see if I can sell it. Let me go on Anderson Cooper. No.
That just tells you how stupid this guy is. Listen, I know he's got his claim to fame, and it's very nice. I do like this, that all the pillows are made in the United States. I like that very much. That's a great thing.
Best story, he was a junkie and built himself up from a junkie into a multimillionaire with the pillows.
So if he knows white shit that'll kill you, that's the go-to guy.
Yeah, really. I mean, he was a success story, and now it's like, this is how you want to end your career? You want to end it on these notes?
No, I mean, listen. The guy is an American success story. Politics aside, he's not my cup of tea. But the guy's an American success story. You know, it's very admirable. But don't be peddling. What are you, fucking Alex Jones? Peddling the silver cure? Enough with this shit. Stay in your lane, stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, and people go, "Well, Bill Gates, you know, he has vaccines." No, he has scientists making fucking vaccines. And you can test it. You can actually see the papers that they do. They don't go and make this shit up and not have any fucking answers. And Bill Gates is a lot smarter than the My Pillow guy. And even though Windows is a pain in the ass, I'll tell you what, I like Windows better than My Pillow. And I have both. I really don't like the My Pillow. I really wanted to like the My Pillow. It had very good reviews. Not a fan. Not a fan. Do you guys have the My Pillow?
No, I think they're a damn thing, $45. You know, it's tempting, but I'm like, the pillows I got are comfy. My bed is so comfy. You tie your shoes, you fall asleep.
You know what your bed needs, Joe? You know the only thing missing from your bed since you have comfy pillows? A Trumpy bear. I feel like we should get you a Trumpy bear.
Yes.
Okay.
With a little MAGA hat on him.
Have you seen those
adorable.
Have you seen those commercials? Are you scared? Trumpy Bear! They got fucking bikers riding around with this shit. Who the hell is watching? Go, you know what I'm missing? A Trumpy Bear. It's the worst. It's like a commercial out of the 80s, but it's made today. I can't believe.
Of course, you remember that stupid Billy Bass, that the fish that would sing on the plaque?
Yes.
He couldn't get the fucking things in stock. I mean, there are plenty of morons out there that buy that shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you good find point. Just the right thing, you're going to be a millionaire. Remember the pet rock? Yeah. I'm sure people laughed about that.
All right.
I'll tell you something. When I had my last job that I had, we had a meeting where we brought all the salespeople in, and we had all the vendors come in. And the vendors had all the newest innovations in plumbing. It was a really great day. One of my vendors come in and go, Joe, can I show this new tape measure and stuff like that? Yeah, Billy, if you want, I guess, tape measure. He held that up, and it was like he showed the Holy Grail, okay? My sales manager went nuts for the thing. I cut an order for $125 at the meeting. Actually took one. I love the thing. But it's amazing where, you know, what people look at and go, Christ, we can move this. You
all right. I don't know any Trumpy Bear owners. All right, Pip, relax. I don't know any Trumpy Bear owners, but you know what? If you're out there, enjoy your Trumpy Bear. Listen, I never got into a Chia Pet. What do I fucking know? I'm not like you people. I'm not trying to be like you people. I'm not the everyman. I'm a little fucking different. That's all. That's fine. I don't need that tchotchke stuff. I want tchotchke, not tchotchke. That's me.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I want tchotchke. No. I want tchotchke. Biden got Kasich. I want tchotchke. Let's make it a real fucking convention. I want tchotchke. Not only do I want...
Cardi B. Did
what?
You see that interview?
No.
Biden also got Cardi B.
Really? There's some hoes in the house. There's some hoes in the house. Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are there enough mops?
Well, listen, it all can't be fucking Clint Eastwood talking to a chair. What do you want me to tell you, Joe?
Let me tell you, that was a step in the right direction compared to this.
Nah, I'd rather, no. If you say Clint Eastwood, I would go, yeah, but once you start going, talking to a chair like it's a human being, no, I'll take the Cardi B.
Watch the Biden Cardi B interview.
Was it really that bad?
Was
it real?
Yeah, because she's dumb as a wall.
Right.
And he doesn't even know where the hell he is, you know. So
it's going to be in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in January, bitch. No,
I don't think so.
Actually, I do think so. I think there's
back
a good
at the home.
She's dumb as a wall, but apparently she's wet as a waterfall.
God bless her. God bless her. It's a fucking it's an American patriot right there. How dare you both? How dare you both? No fucking respect. So, yeah, stick out that tongue. Get that wet. Flip it. That's what you do. There's some hoes in the house. All right. All right, let's move on to the Navy SEALs. All right. The Navy SEALs will suspend their support of the National Navy SEAL Museum after videos showing dogs attacking a man wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey during a demonstration last year went viral last weekend, according to the Associated Press. The National Navy SEAL Museum, located near Fort Pierce, Florida, is a nonprofit organization not overseen by the military. Each and every one of us serves to protect our fellow Americans, all Americans, even the perception that our commitment to serving the men and women of this nation is applied unevenly is destructive. Rear Admiral Rear Admiral Colin Green, who heads the Naval Special Warfare Command, wrote in an email to his forces on Monday, according to the Associated Press, "We will revisit our relationship with the museum when I am convinced that they have made the necessary changes to ensure this type of behavior does not happen again." Video resurfaced on Sunday from a canine demonstration at the museum last year that showed dogs attacking a man wearing a Kaepernick jersey. A second video showed the dogs taking the man down, who later said, "Oh man, I will stand," clearly referencing Kaepernick's protest during the national anthem, something that has taken off across the sports world in recent weeks. In another video, after Navy SEALs and Navy SEAL dogs take down Colin Kaepernick, says the same thing, "I will stand." The Navy SEALs launched an investigation, calling the inherent message displayed in the video completely inconsistent with the values and ethos of Naval Special Warfare and the U.S. Navy. The organization said that it is believed nobody involved were active duty Navy personnel. While the museum is an independent nonprofit organization and the participants were contracted employees from outside the Department of Defense, in many ways these facts are irrelevant, Green wrote in the letter, which was given to the Associated Press under the condition of anonymity. We have been inextricably linked to this organization that represents our history. We may not have contributed to the misperception in this case, but we suffer from it, and we will not allow it to continue. I will say this, regardless of how you feel with the Colin Kaepernick and the whole standing, I think they're absolutely right, man. I think the worst thing you could do is try to politicize the military, and we've seen that. We've seen where the military has felt like Trump politicized it, and you've seen the Chiefs come out against it when they feel like they fucked up and went too far. I think Colin Kaepernick, his actions are irrelevant. I think the Rear Admiral's position is dead on. To go back to Detective Dave, we have to be looked a cut above reproach. So I think he's dead on, because you know what, you don't want people looking at the Navy SEALs or any of our military branches as Democrats or Republicans. Maybe they're the last bastion of, oh, they're just Americans, they're just defending us, all of us. So I applaud his decision.
I don't like Colin. You know how I feel. I don't like Colin Kaepernick. I don't like his views. I kind of enjoyed the video a little bit. With that being said, is a twofold thing here. It's an independent group, okay? And as an independent group, they can go out and do what they want, you know? And if that's the way they feel, that's the way they feel. However, they need to use discretion, because it's not a great optic, even though, you know, in that group, yeah, they don't like Colin Kaepernick. They feel he should stand for the pledge. But as the optic, it doesn't look good. The Navy and Marines, as an entity of the military, yeah, they do need to step back from that and say, we need to condone this, and we need to not fund you because of that. Maybe we'll review it at a later juncture, but at this juncture, it doesn't show the Navy SEALs in a great light, and we're going to need to step back. So they had the right to do it. I did, you know, I got a kick out of it, but just for an optic thing, they were stupid to do it, and the Navy was right to pull away from it.
The museum has every right to do it. They are not a part of the government. They have every right to do it. But they have to understand there could be repercussions for it. Not everybody's going to think how they think. And, you know, the Rear Admiral said, you know, we'll revisit this. You know, I'm not saying never again, but change has got to be made. You want to represent us. You want to have ties to us. You know, this is the standard we hold ourselves to. And if you want to be affiliated with us in some way, we're going to hold you the same standards. I applaud it. Pip?
It's what you represent. If I go out, and like I said, I come home and I wear my Platsky shirt, you know, every day. And I make sure that when I come home, I take my Platsky shirt off when we do this show. Because if I have my views, I don't want my views to represent my day job. Because it's not, you know, and I have my own free views. But my day job is not representative of that. And I don't want anything representing my day job to be affected by that. You have to be cautious of what you say and how it represents other entities in your life. Where, you know, I could say, you know, I say things here, but I'm a co-host of Davin's Den. So I wear I wear a shirt, but my opinions in a Platsky shirt should not affect the company. So for that reason, you need to realize what you can say or what you cannot say when you are representing an entity or, in a certain fashion.
Anything to add, or are we good?
No, you guys have said it all.
That's what I agree. We say it all. Now we go to Hasbro and troll dolls. Such a controversial topic. Hasbro is pulling one of its toys from the shelves after a Change.org petition alleged that the placement of one of its features could have long-term effects on child's mental physical health. In the petition, Jessica McManus wrote that the DreamWorks Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sync Poppy Doll, which gasps and giggles upon activation of a sensor between the toy's legs underneath its skirt, as shown in a video shared on Twitter, and I will play you the audio from that video shortly, needs to be removed from our stores. Our society is conditioning our children to think pedophilia is okay. What will this toy make our innocent, impressionable children think? That it's fun when someone touches your private area? Well, wait a minute. I mean, when you get to a certain age, it kind of is. It is fun. You know what? You know.
Yeah. Well, it's,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, don't put a bear trap down there either. I mean, let's just fucking slow down. But I'll continue. It's not okay. The pedophilia and child molestation, okay? It's not okay. It's not fun. It's damaging and has long-term effects on child's mental and physical health. Hasbro spokesman Julie Duffy gave a statement to the Providence Journal insisting that the placement of the sensor was not intentional. Listen, the poppy doll passed out. She didn't say no. We just put the sensor there. Nobody knew it would be a problem. Who would complain? We didn't.
Oh, my God.
What, no? No?
What? Who would complain? Nobody knew that was going to be a problem.
By the way, the poppy doll, one of the favorites of Epstein's girlfriends, but I'll go on. This feature was...
Yeah, that I'll give you that one. That one moseyed in.
No, you were just busy. You were just must have been distracted. Oh, I'm not going to get to the punchline right now. I'll wait for it. Yeah, take it at your own time, Joe.
Moseyed in.
Enjoy it during Ice Road Truckers tonight. That's what all I ask. This feature was designed to react when the doll was seated, but we recognize the placement of the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate, she said in an email to the publication. This was not intentional. We are happy to provide consumers with a replacement poppy doll of similar value through our customer care team. Would you like Jiffy Doll with a dildo? We are in the process of removing the item for purchase. 29 million dressers and 29 million dressers and chests were recalled after... What the fuck? Who the hell cares about things falling on kids? What the fuck is that doing on there? Anyway, the two-minute video was reposted to Twitter on Wednesday by politician Sam Parker. It was originally recorded by a mom whose daughter received the doll as a gift for her recent second birthday, for which she had a poppy-themed party. Oh, boy. Sounds hot. I find this disturbing, and I find it something that needs to be shared. Poppy's all about sharing, Mom. What's the problem? The mom said from behind the camera, adding that she was inspired to speak out about the doll because of sex trafficking in kids and things that are thrown in our kids' faces to groom them and make them more oblivious to things that are really happening. I know some of you may not think that this is a big deal, but especially since I've had kids, because before then, honestly, I didn't even fucking like kids. But this is wrong, she said. It says nothing about this button on the box. Well, yeah, no guy can find the button on the box. You know, it's always a surprise when you find the button that makes the giggly happy noises.
Maybe this should be a teaching tool for grown men.
Yeah, this is a teachable moment, Mom. What the fuck are you doing here? The Change.org petition aimed at retailers like Target, Walmart, and Amazon had over 145,000 signatures as of Thursday afternoon. I will play for you the audio of Poppy the doll. Look, Pip's getting all flushed, all excited. Would you like an ice cold beverage, dear? Would you
yes, I think I need some kind of sedative. I think I need a sedative and a drink.
Pip, do you need me? It's slop towel. Would you like me, Pip? I'm ready to go.
Yes, I think I need you.
All right. Let's play this audio. Let's try not to get too excited.
Okay, I wanted to do a quick video because I find this disturbing and I find it something that needs to be shared. As you all know, stuff that's been going on in the world about the sex trafficking in kids and things that are thrown in our kids' faces to kind of groom them and make them kind of a little bit more oblivious to things that are really happening. So it was my daughter's birthday a couple days ago, and she turned 2, and she was given this gift. It's like a little poppy doll. It's adorable. And here's the box. So she had a poppy birthday, and so they gave her this. It's just from the new movie, The Trolls World Tour. On the box, it says giggle and sing Poppy. On the back, it says that if you push her tummy right here, sorry, it's glaring. If you push her tummy right here, she makes 10 phrases and sounds, and that's all it talks about when it comes with a little comb. So, I mean, she does all that. You touch her tummy, and she makes little singing sounds, and she's super cute. Well, I was showing her to my husband, and I heard some other sounds that I had never heard before. And if you look down here, I figured a video was the best way. So I just touched her tummy, and she's going to sing for a minute. But down here is a button right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds. Like a gasping sound. And I know some of you may not like think this is a big deal, but especially since I've had kids, like, this is wrong. For one, this button, it says nothing about this button on the box. Nothing. It's just there. And it makes a gasping sound when you touch her privates. And to me, it's just like sexual sounds, and it's so disturbing.
All right, much to unpack here. First of all, what type of fucking creep keeps on rubbing the doll's privates? What's fucking wrong with you, Mom?
I think that it was once she found out that this thing was making weird noises, and that's where they were coming from. She's like, holy crap, what other noises does this
make? I call those my teenage years. Yes, if we touch something and it makes a cool noise, we're going to touch it again because it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, but you want to know something besides the noise? They actually did this story on WOR, and I'm writing into the day program in the morning. So they do the teaser, and they bring up that they want to pull these dolls, and we'll tell you why. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's just another thing. Everybody's offended by everything. This is bullshit. Then they tell the story, and I'm like, they put the button where?
Yeah.
They sell these fucking things? You know, I totally agree with the woman. Yeah, you got to redesign it. Can't they put the damn button on the belly or in the back of the back of the neck? Oh, they got to put it there.
You know where they should have put it.
I agree.
They should have put the button on the back of her head, and when you touch it, that's the noise they should have made. That's what they should have done.
Jesus Christ! That's the adult doll that you ordered. That's fine.
No,
that's not.
Listen,
yes.
I am all
that's
for
a $30 feature on that. You got, but if you order, it's on that month.
We should do it. We should do a Kickstarter.
I live alone.
No judgment, Joe. It's okay. If you take that doll out with you, placemat shopping. No judgment.
I just got.
You can't put the damn button there.
Well, they were out of spots. They were out. There was already one on the tum tum.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And it says little things when you press the one on the stomach. But the button in between the legs going, what the fuck? What kind of pedophile nincompoop is designing this shit? I want that guy out.
I would think at the product meeting somebody would have said that. You know,
yes.
The committee, there had to be at least 8 people sitting in that fucking room. You know, and that's cool.
Now,
really?
Yeah.
I don't think it was a pedophile thing. I think it's like a lot of these stories, it's always like one guy goes, oh, this will be fucking funny. Let's do that. Like, it's always, I feel like it's always one person's just sick sense of humor. Well, this will be fun.
Well, that's like those animations, like Disney or whatever, where they have like secret things, like, you know, Cinderella's castle has got these turrets that look just like big pink penises. It's like, oh, ha ha. It's, you know, it goes by in a second. Nobody notices. It's a little joke for us. But you have a button in between this little doll for little girls right there. And it goes, oh, what the fuck?
Listen,
no.
I think it's a teaching tool. I think you bring it into the middle schools. This is how you show boy. Because listen, we don't know. We don't know where things are. You go, listen, you just keep poking around in between the legs. They'll make some fucking noises. And when you hear a good one, keep doing that.
Look, if you guys want a designed teaching tool doll for when you're teenagers to show you what's what and what does what, cool, but not dolls that are going to like to innocently being bought for 2-year-olds. And you know, I don't think that it was designed to be a pedo tool, but it certainly could be used as one. And it's like so inappropriate. The placement and the noises, the combo of the two, makes my head explode. Oh my god!
The funny thing is with these toys. You know, there's a committee there. They wanted more, especially now where everybody is so sensitive to everything. But and in this case, I could go off on that. However, in this case, you don't look at the damn dollar at the product meeting. You're like, whoa. We got to redesign the button. Oh, well, we got to put the button. Well, we're not selling the fucking doll. You know,
right.
you gotta put the damn thing in the back or some other place, but it can't be there. We'll put it by the breast. No, God damn it all, no. Another spot. It can't be there.
There's only so much real estate. It's a small doll. You guys are such hard graders.
Next thing, you don't sell the damn thing. You know, sell it without that.
No, she's a happy doll who knows what she likes.
No. At first I had the same reaction as you. I saw the title of the article and I'm like, oh, here's some mommy flipping out about some nothing making a big deal out of it. Somebody's being like, oh, you know,
right?
Like, what's wrong in her head that she thinks it's some pedo tool?
Right.
And then I watched the video and I saw where it was and the sounds it made and I'm like, Oh my God!
I think a lot of people might have read, this is horse. It's not the button where?
And it sounds like what?
They were doing a major rethink on this. Yeah, you can't. You got to sell the doll or you got to redesign the doll.
And you have to examine the head of the guy that brought it to the committee, and they all sat there and said, that sounds good. Like you said.
There had to be 8 people in that fucking room. Nobody said anything.
Right,
you know what's
right.
You know what's funny?
It giggles in size when you press it where?
Here's what's funny about it. They don't even advertise that feature. They're like, this will be a surprise.
this will just be an added little special surprise for your tiny, impressionable daughter. Oh, my God.
What might have happened is, if you don't advertise it, maybe they already put the order out for 25,000 of these things, and then they're in a meeting and found out where the thing was, and he said, all right, look. Six nay on the button A, on the puss and A bay. All right. Let's see what happens.
You know, so long we've heard you men, you only think about yourself, you only want to get your rocks off, why don't you think about us? Finally, there is a doll out there that teaches that women have needs too, and they can enjoy themselves, and they treat us to try to satisfy you, so we can hear that tender troll gasp, so we can make the troll happy.
I don't want my daughter to learn it that way. I want her, when she's 13, to have the meeting about sexuality, and the lesbian gym teacher comes out and tells them what the deal is. You know, I don't need to teach them a doll.
Yes, thank you. Learn it the way we all did.
Right.
You know,
I'm being inclusive.
I know. And actually, that's really funny because my gym teacher in high school was a lesbian who had been in the 1964 Olympics as a gymnast, and that was who my gym teacher was. Isn't that funny? It's funny you said that. I'm like, oh my God, you knew her.
Of course, I had them in my school too.
You know what?
Or the overweight used to be a football jock guy with a huge beer belly. That's the other gym teacher.
Yeah, I had him.
Let me tell you,
I had him.
We had our gym teacher. He was he played in the Rams, and this is back in the day. And the thing about it is, he had a small penis. So if you called him giblets, he beat the shit out of you. And he was a big guy. If he caught you smoking, if you got caught smoking, you had a choice: either go to the dean's office or take a punch. And you would take the punch because you'd look like a pussy if you didn't.
Let's back up. How do you know the size of your gym teacher's penis?
That's what I was going to ask.
There was rumors that because he used to play in the NFL. And his nickname used to be Giblets because when he used to shower, the guys used to goof on him that he had a small dick. So his nickname was Giblets.
Yeah, I feel like somebody had an encounter with Mr. Giblets. I feel like there's more to the story. I feel like somebody, it was a love tryst gone wrong, and they spread this horrible rumor. That's what I feel. Or Joe knew he was a woman before he went shopping for placemats. It's one or the other. I don't know which.
He got in big trouble. He knocked a kid out one time.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what he needed? He needed a fucking poppy doll.
That was 40 years ago.
Back when you could knock kids out because they said you had a small dick. The good old days. Make America giblets again.
Back in the old days, my English teacher, Mr. Ring, threw a desk at a kid, and he kept his job. So, you know, we were tougher back then.
And let me tell you something. I did something in high school where nowadays I would have been suspended. I would maybe try. There was a English teacher, Mr. Gatlin. I didn't like him. He didn't like me. So he's walking down the hallway. I'm with my buddy Frank. He's walking down the hallway. So I make like I got a gun behind his, you know, a finger. And it's behind. He saw my reflection in one of the mirrors. He turns around and goes, "I hope that wasn't loaded, Mr. Curry." You know? And I'm like, "Oh, nah, it wasn't." It's like I said, 40 years ago. Now, cop, suspended, maybe charges, you know?
Yep.
New
yep.
day, you know?
Yeah, it's a different day.
Different times now, man.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? You know what? No matter when you grew up, a troll that makes coo noises is always a good time for me. Good time.
Hysterical.
Oh, my God.
You with your Karen cultures, just giving Karen another victory. Can't a troll just have fun? Can't a troll hang out with G.I. Joe and just have a good time?
You know, even back in the day when if I had been given a doll like that, and my dad saw that shit, he would have lit up, because that is not okay.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe you'd be a better person if you would just embrace the poppy. Embrace the good things that happen when your no-no parts get touched, instead of, you know, running away and saying, lawsuit, no, no, no. You know.
Be very careful where you embrace the poppy.
Real, honestly, I don't know what they think half the fucking time. Like, this won't be a problem.
it's like I would really love to have been a fly on the wall in the design boardroom when they were talking about it. Like Joe said, it's like
I think the damn things were made already, and it's like like I said before, ixnay on the prison a bay.
No.
I mean, look, if somebody complains, we'll take them. Look, if we don't put it out, we got to take them back, all right? If somebody complains, we got to take them back. But maybe we sold some. Maybe we can, you know, at least get rid of a couple of thousand of the things. Put it out. People complain, we'll take it back. We're probably going to have to anyway.
Wait 50 years. Those will be worth a shitload of money in their original packaging.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah. They probably will. Yeah. This is the thing about the corporations in America, though. I'm for free enterprise, but the problem with a lot of corporations is that the way that they run is, well, I mean, they just look at the bottom dollar, and they will send out something, not in this case that it's like a danger as in it's going to kill somebody. It wasn't like the Oleander lollipops that they were pushing the week before. They will send out stuff that they know is dangerous, and they do a weight and measure to see, are we going to make more money, or are we going to spend more money on the lawsuits? And that's how they decide whether it's okay to push that on the American public. And that is not an okay philosophy.
Well,
not okay. And this doll is not okay.
Well, you know, listen.
Yeah.
We'll take our break. But, you know, really deep down, this doll just wanted to bring joy into children's lives. And like so many of us are... maybe didn't express themselves in the right way, but ultimately, aren't we just all misunderstood, just looking to be loved, just looking for somebody to make us gasp a little bit when they touch us in between our legs? Isn't that the America we really want?
Listen, I'm a grown woman, and I am like an adult version of the poppy doll. I make those noises, too, but at my age, it's appropriate.
At your age, it starts with, oi!
Oi! No, I don't make that noise.
So get away from there. I want to go to the Chinese trough. There's no time for that right now.
Now I'll be frank with you. I read the story and I heard the story. I didn't see the video, so I really didn't know the thing made noises. With that being said, we don't even need to go to the fucking noises. Right with the
oh, no.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a shit if it moves. You can't sell this fucking mouth.
The noises are tremendous. The noises are
there's a sigh and a giggle, and no.
Yeah, the only thing Poppy needed to say after that was, please don't stop. Please don't. That's the only thing that Poppy Doll needs to say after that. She wanted it.
No.
But Poppy Doll was a hoe. It's fine. It's and really,
the only...
really, you know what Poppy wanted? I'll tell you this why. She's not wearing underwears. Where's Poppy's underwears? Just walking around in a skirt and no underwears? She's a whore. I'm going to slut shame that troll doll. How do you like me now?
Oh, God, no, not very much. The only thing that would have made this doll worse is if it smoked a little cigarette after you were done playing with it.
Tremendous.
No.
And then said, is that all you have, bitch? That's why they call you giblets. Let's take our
Get
final.
Away from me, giblets.
Get away from me, giblets. You don't have what I need. I'm waiting for Joe. He has coordinated placemats and chair cushions. He knows how to make
You have no idea how much that means to a girl.
Or a troll.
It's hot.
It's very hot. All right. So we'll come back. We'll do some scamming scammers. On the break, we have new music from Raymond Rave featuring Jeroy Dimash.